Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. Action alert! Help protect the lakes of the Bob Marshall and Scapegoat Wildernesses. The Montana Department of Fish, Wildlife, and Parks and the Bonneville Power Administration are proposing a massive trout poisoning and restocking program using helicopters and motorboats on 12 lakes in the Bob Marshall Wilderness Complex in Montana. Though the lakes were naturally fishless, they have been historically stocked with various species of trout that a proposal aims to replace with West Slope cutthroat trout. Earth First Radio believes that this project raises a number of serious issues. First, the Montana Department of Fish, Wildlife, and Parks is proposing to use helicopters and motorboats, both of which are prohibited in the wilderness, unless such use is the minimum required for preserving the wilderness. Second, the project would dump 15,360 gallons of rotenone poisoning into 12 wilderness lakes. Rotenone doesn't just kill fish, it also kills many of the native aquatic biota that live in the lakes. The use of poison is inconsistent with wilderness values. Third, if the current fish populations are eradicated from these lakes, the lake should be left in their naturally fishless condition. The wilderness must be as free as possible from human manipulation. The West Slope cutthroat trout are native to Montana. They are an exotic species in these wilderness lakes. Removing one introduced species and replacing it with another continues to detract from the area's wilderness character. The Bonneville Power Administration is funding the project, making it the federal agency responsible for preparing an environmental assessment in compliance with the National Environmental Policy Act. The environmental assessment will be available for public comment in the spring of 2002. Now is the time to urge the agency to consider the following concerns in the environmental assessment. 1. The use of motorized equipment in designated wildernesses is prohibited unless such use is necessary for the administration of the area or in emergencies. As this project fits neither exception, the non-motorized alternative must be considered. The environmental assessment must itemize the details of the action, such as the amount of poison used and the number of helicopter and motorboat trips expected for each lake. 3. The Wilderness Act defines wilderness as an area where the earth and its community of life are untrammeled by man, managed so as to preserve its natural conditions. If the non-native fish are removed, the lakes should remain fishless to encourage regeneration of the native biota. Poison has no place in wilderness stewardship. In other wilderness lakes, managers have used non-toxic alternatives such as trapping, angling, and the introduction of sterile predator fish and screening off of spawning beds. Downstream impacts on the endangered bull trout populations must also be addressed, as well as the poison's effect on non-target species such as amphibians, plants, and insects. Please address your comments at the earliest possible opportunity to Colleen Spearing, Environmental Project Manager, Bonneville Power Administration, P.O. Box 3621, Portland, Oregon, 97208. That address again, Colleen Spearing, Environmental Project Manager, Bonneville Power Administration, P.O. Box 3621, Portland, Oregon, 97208. If you'd like more information, please contact George Nickus of Wilderness Watch, P.O. Box 9175, Missoula, Montana, 59807. George Nickus' address, Wilderness Watch, P.O. Box 9175, Missoula, Montana, 59807. Or you can call him at 406-542-2048. That number again, 406-542-2048. Or you can send him email at gnickas@wildernesswatch.org. That's gnickas at wildernesswatch.org. And we thank Wilderness Watch for this action alert. Well, that's the news for today. If you have news or information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archive shows at www.radioforall.net and la.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come